tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! Get on the floor!
Look at that.
Woo! So exciting.
2015.
I know. Happy New Year, guys. Made it to another year.
Yeah.
Going strong.
Oh, yeah.
Abby Lee Dance Company is back.
Yes.
Again.
For another 500,000 episode.
Season. Yeah.
Of Dance Moms.
And she's lost weight.
She has. That was the first thing I noticed when I saw the episode last night, and I was like, she looks good.
She's good. It's like a drastic weight loss.
Yeah. Good for her.
I did notice that in Girl Talk, Maddie, I think, hinted that Abby has a guy out here, so maybe she was trying to like lose weight for him.
I mean, it is LA. Yeah. Although I don't fall into that. I'm still so Southern. I eat
mashed potatoes.
You know it. You know I love my mashed potatoes.
You do. All right. Well, hey, guys. Welcome to the Season 5, Episode 1 recap of Dance Moms. I'm Lexi Hamisfar, and with me is the wonderful
Mr. Tony Moore.
And I remembered to introduce ourselves this time.
You did.
Yeah.
That was a great job. And I just sat here, and I'm letting you pull the reins this season.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, New Year's resolution, not going to forget to introduce ourselves.
It's okay. It happened to me a time or two too.
Yeah.
But we will be joined hopefully next week by the rest of our
Candace and Francisco.
Yes.
Are back.
Shout out to Candace's husband who's celebrating a birthday today.
Yes.
It's
happy birthday.
So that's why he's not here. And a get well soon to Francisco. He hurt his back. He has like some back issues going on. So life of a dancer. Always injured.
We all know a little bit about injuries and dancing.
No bueno is no good for those of you who are not up to par with Espanol. That's Spanish. I felt like Dora.
Hola.
I felt like Dora for a second.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that ended when we hit like 2010 and kids these days don't even know what Dora is.
Probably not.
Swipe or no swiping.
That's all we know. Swipe left, swipe right.
Exactly. Okay, so what did you think about this first episode of the season? I mean, there was a big difference. It was a different energy.
I really felt like there was a different energy to the group now that Chloe and Christy decided not to come back to the Abby Lee Dance Company. I personally love, and this is not saying I don't love Chloe there, because I think that Chloe is a brilliant dancer. She's super talented. But not having Christy there
is calming.
It was a different energy. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem so tense, because I feel like last season there was a lot of tension with everything that was happening with Kelly and that situation. And then Christy kind of, I think, feeling like she lost her partner in crime and kind of feeling on the defense a lot. And also with all that was happening with Chloe and it just seems like people can breathe just a little.
Right. Well, and it's like what Holly said. She said that she was just kind of waiting for the other foot to drop because it was almost too calm in the studio.
Yeah. I did feel bad to hear that the girls and the moms had tried to reach out to Christy and Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not able to get in touch with her.
That was a pretty big focus of this episode, was the mm-hmm. girls saying how much they've reached out. Kendall, I mean, right from the get-go of the episode, asked where Chloe was.
And yeah.
They said they tried FaceTiming her, didn't get responses.
Yeah.
Left voicemails.
It's sad. I hope that this doesn't affect the friendships that they have, mm-hmm. the girls, and the moms, because I'm sure the moms have a great relationship with Christy as well. I hope it doesn't affect that.
Right.
And I hope that Christy and Chloe don't allow that to affect that.
I know. And, I mean, this is kind of skipping ahead, but Maddie even talks about how she feels like she lost a friend and she's really missing Chloe and missing her friend who's been with her since they started dancing, basically.
Because, I mean, this group has been such a great group together, mm-hmm. you know. Even with the little bumps in the road and the guest appearances and co-stars, they've been a really cohesive group, you know. And to see it kind of slowly fizzle, it's kind of... It's weird and it's kind of sad a little.
It's sad. They're down to four of the original girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can bring people in all day long, but.
Yeah, but it's nothing like that core group, that original group.
It's not the same chemistry either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, let's talk about the pyramid a little bit.
Okay.
Abby kind of, she touches on what happened at Nationals, the huge showdown with mm-hmm. Christy.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, that put a damper on us winning. Mm-hmm. And Melissa asks if she talked to Christy.
And she's like, why?
Yeah.
Why
and she
would
was, Yeah. And she was like, well, Chloe's welcome to come back. It's just Christy that I have the issue with.
Right.
So, I guess it was kind of nice that she said that at least for the cameras.
Yeah.
And they basically have 4 weeks to prep for ALBCLA.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in crunch time for that. And the pyramid looks normally this season.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
It's not like a circle, straight line.
Yeah. There's not much you can do with like five pictures, though.
No. But, Lord and behold, Nia still seems like she's in the same spot. I don't understand how you have a pyramid and there's one person that just always seems to be in the same spot.
I know. I agree.
It's weird. It's really weird.
And I thought she did a really good job. I mean, I think she should have been a little higher up than that. Because she in the group performance, she was amazing.
Yeah. From what I can remember. I had to think back.
The Amber Alert.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. She was very strong in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she did great. But, I mean, you only have four people.
And Maddie has to be on top.
That she does. That yes. she does.
So on the bottom was Kendall and Chloe.
Yes.
And then the middle little tier, whatever it's called, was Nia and Mackenzie.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course.
And then, of course, Maddie.
Yes.
Yep.
But to start off the season, Nia gets a solo.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great to hear.
And then Kendall and Chloe, which I thought was so ironic.
That she was supposed to get a solo to redeem herself.
Right.
And then she's not there.
Yeah.
I mean, who didn't see that coming, though, last season? I mean, I think the last episode, we kind of knew that Chloe...
Wasn't coming back.
Wasn't going to come back.
Right.
And it's not... I feel like it's not... Well, no, because she definitely lost her zhuzh during last season. We saw Chloe's light kind of mm-hmm. dwindle a little bit.
Well, and especially at the end of the season, she even said it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the line she said in the season finale, but it was something along the lines of, like, I don't know what I'm dancing for anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So it's always good to change. And maybe Chloe had reached her time where she needed to change. So hopefully wherever she's dancing and twirling and things of that nature at, she's in a happier dancing place, which I'm sure she is. I feel like I have seen some videos of her dancing, like at different conventions. I think one of them was even with Blake McGrath, who was
It was a few videos.
Yeah, and she's Chloe.
Well, I think she's dancing at Studio 19 now.
Okay,
or she's at least taking classes there. But she announced yesterday. This is news and gossip, whatever. But that she's going to start releasing a dance video each week.
Oh, good.
On YouTube so that people can still follow her progression. And so this one was really cool because the whole dance was choreographed to talk about child abuse.
Okay.
In the U.S. And so she had all these voiceovers over her performance.
Child abuse in the U.S. or child abuse she felt like she got during Dance World?
In the U.S. There were, like, statistics in there.
Okay.
Maybe it had some of that undertone, though. But so it was a cool performance.
Yeah, yeah.
So she seems like she's doing well.
And, of course, if we need clarification as to where Chloe is, we know that we can trust you guys to let us know. So make sure you comment below.
Yeah.
Give us a little update on your thoughts and where Chloe is.
And what you guys thought the energy was like on this episode.
Yeah, how did you guys feel about the four team member?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, comment below. Let us know.
All right, so the group song this week is Freak Show.
Yes, which I love.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was kind of ironic, I guess, because especially after last season.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like their own little freak show of cutie pies.
I mean, I think my face says it all.
And Holly starts to talk about, again, the Christy and Chloe situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I think as a courtesy, Christy should have said, you know what? I'm not coming back.
Yeah. I feel like they do have a rough relationship. But I think at the end of the day, the moms always banded together to do what's best for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, it would have been nice for Christy to at least reach out to one of the moms, whoever she felt the closest to, just to say, listen, let the rest of the moms know Chloe and I aren't coming back. Maybe it's nothing against you guys, but we just feel like this isn't the best situation for us.
Right.
You know, see you guys in the future. Let's keep our play dates, you know?
Yeah.
But to feel like they just have disappeared, that's just sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's true. But so there's only four girls in this group performance, mm-hmm. and they need a fifth. So
Abby
calls in Kalani.
Who's standing by at the nearest Pittsburgh hotel.
Exactly. And she's like, how fast can you get on a plane and get here?
No, they don't have Uber in Pittsburgh.
She had some form of like teleportation device, though, because she got there within like 30 seconds.
Listen, she was... First of all, I want to know where are they getting their airline tickets? Because if you can afford to fly next day to Pittsburgh from wherever you are, you either have some good coins or you know a good travel agent that can get you a buddy pass, a cheap ticket, something. So I need to know how they fly in. I need to be on Air Dance Moms.
I agree. Because they...
Those are going to be expensive.
I feel
to
like
hop
she probably
and do that?
She's probably sitting in the parking lot. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. Some other people are thinking like, yeah, they're just chilling. They already been there.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way to get. I don't know.
No way. Although if Abby called me right now and was like, how quick can you get to Pittsburgh? I'm like, I'm on the next thing smoking. And make sure I'm at the top of the pyramid.
Give me a solo, which she got. Yeah. So, and then Abby basically tells Kira that if she's coming, she has to stay for good because she can't keep having people showing up and leaving.
Which I think that's good. I think the whole, this person is in and now this person is out. Now you bring this in and now you two are out. That, it just gets confusing. Let's rebuild the team and rebuild the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. But here's the thing that I thought was weird, and it kept getting reiterated over and over last night, is mm-hmm. Kira constantly said that she wanted Kalani to be able to go head-to-head with Maddie. And it was... she just kept throwing it in, and I thought that it was so odd.
I think the reason why that's still such an issue is because Maddie is top dog. Abby Lee Dance Company. If you beat Maddie, then maybe Abby will see you in a top spot. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like going to a fight and wanting to win against the champion because you want to be the next champion.
But here's the thing is, if she's going up against Maddie in a solo, Maddie's going to have the better choreography because it's Maddie.
I don't know how I feel about everyone saying... Like, she gets the better choreography. I think it's what you do with the choreography that makes it, maybe. You know. I mean, there have been times where you get something, you're like, oh, no, I'm going to pull this off. But, I mean, Maddie is we all know this by now, she's a fantastic dancer. So is Kalani.
Like, right.
You know, I don't know. I mean, and how do you decipher what's better choreography? Like...
Well, I think looking back at last season, you could tell that there was a huge difference between Chloe's choreography and then anyone else, really. Especially mm-hmm. towards, like, the last few episodes. It was just... It seemed to me like it was not as complicated of performances as some of the other girls had.
Hmm.
But so Kalani obviously gets the solo, mm-hmm. and since Chloe's not there,
right?
And Holly gets really mad about that.
I don't understand why these moms keep getting upset about these solos. Like, there is an open, available solo spot that needs to go to someone probably in Chloe's age range.
Well, and Nia had a solo, so it's
and
not
Nia already
like...
had a solo. She couldn't give the solo to Mackenzie because that's not the category that she needs a solo to fill. So it just makes sense. It cracks me up how every time the solos are handed out, there's still a mom that's always upset about what's happening with the solo. Whether it's their child didn't get a solo or somebody who came in, got a solo, who doesn't deserve it because they haven't been here the longest. It's like the same. It's the same.
I agree.
Same story. Same thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
So we're 3 days out and... Mm. Abby, I guess, just really thought that Chloe would show up after the showdown.
Oh.
Or playing stupid. I don't really know. Mm. And Melissa says that we don't know what's going to happen. But she's like, but let's go eat and drink and be merry.
Sometimes a little food and a little drink can solve
makes
all your
everything
problems.
Everything better.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Jill tries to call Christy and gets voicemail.
Of course.
Yes.
And straight to voicemail.
Yeah. Well, maybe her phone was off, though. Or they were...
You know, you can tell when somebody sends you the voicemail.
That's
have...
true, but if it goes immediately... Didn't it go immediately?
Was it... No, I feel like it rang. Or maybe this Jill I'm thinking of. That called her. And it rang. And then it went to voicemail. Which clearly sound like...
Declined.
Christy went... Voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of that. I mean,
yeah,
you can tell when someone sends you the voicemail. I have friends who do that, and I call y'all out on it. Like, you're not going to send me to voicemail. You pick up your phone.
I just think it's sad for the girls because, you know, moms, they're adults. They can get past the cattiness. But the girls, she's basically an extended sister to them. So,
I mean, yeah. And it's hard. It's hard for when you're that age. It's hard to understand. Like, the situation fully,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, you just want your friend.
Right.
Like, I don't care if you're not dancing with us. I still want to go to the mall with you.
Yeah. And, like, chat about
boys. I don't know
boys.
If kids do that anymore.
Go to the mall?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
They do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Like, you deserve that?
I don't know. For some reason, I felt old. Because that's what we used to do. Like, you would get your friends and...
On a Saturday night.
Yeah. It's like, let's go to the mall. You don't have to buy anything, but that's where you hung out. That was pre-social media, y'all. Y'all should live the life of free social media.
That was during the time of dial-up and AOL.
Oh, yeah, where the internet consisted of you waiting 15 minutes, hoping that your connection went through, and hoping that no one picked up the phone to disconnect your connection.
Because, God forbid, someone made a phone call.
Or someone called in.
Yeah.
In the middle of you chatting. And then also,
AIM.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No one understands the struggle. No one understands no cell phones.
No cell phones. No one understands away messages.
You had a house phone, which was one number, and a cassette tape for your answering machine.
Yeah.
And if the person wasn't home or pretending like they weren't home, you had no idea where they were.
There we go.
That's the struggle.
For those of you who have never heard a dial-up noise, it's this.
That was it. Yeah. That was AOL dial-up.
Nails on a chalkboard.
And you waited for the little AOL guy
to run.
To like run, and then it's like him running and then like all the people, which meant that you were connected. Throwback.
Oh gosh.
Anyone under like 23 listening to this is like, what are
I'm
they talking about?
Yeah.
No, I know. Anyone really? Under 23?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm 24, Lexi.
All right,
great.
Safe.
Make me be the old one.
You're not a day over 29.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. and Holly even points out, though, getting back to the show, that it's weird and it's empty. And she's ticked off. And she says that Abby has basically checkmarked off all the moms that she hates and gotten mm-hmm. them all off the show.
Yeah.
So she says that now it's just a small chunk of an incredible team that once was.
Yeah.
But going into Nia's solo practice... Holly says that Nia has an opportunity to make this solo unforgettable, and she basically, I mean, that was basically all of the rehearsal for that. But
and that, like, these are moves that, you know, people do in L.A., right? I think that's what she said.
Yeah, but they also do it across the country. I don't understand the focus on L.A. I mean, there's great studios everywhere.
Abby Lee Dance Company is moving beyond Pittsburgh.
That's true.
They have their sights on L.A.
That's true.
The mecca of entertainment industry.
The worldwide leader.
Yes.
In entertainment.
Yes.
And we are here. So Jill's surprised that Abby called Kalani because she left. Mm-hmm. And, all right, never mind. So let's talk about the girls talking.
I love those moments.
Here's what I really liked about this episode was it was more of a focus on the girls this mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
And not
they keep that focus.
Yeah, it was nice. It was refreshing.
Yeah.
And they're, again, talking about Chloe. And Kendall thinks that Christy is telling Chloe not to respond.
That's so funny to hear the little girls talk about that.
No.
I tried to FaceTime her twice, and then I called her twice, and then I FaceTimed her again, and then I called her one more time.
No.
I think it's her mom that's telling her not to answer the phone.
I know. It's so funny. They're little, like, speculations.
But I like that moment. I like to hear what they're thinking and what their thoughts are about the situation and how they feel. And I hope that Lifetime keeps that.
I agree.
I hope they keep that.
Well, I think they've been adding it in more and more mm-hmm. each episode. And
yeah.
Maybe they tried to, like, revamp it because the backlash was so bad after the end of last season.
Yeah.
Which it was needed.
Yeah.
So, but Maddie, this is where she talks about how she feels like she's lost a friend and mm-hmm. it just doesn't feel right without Chloe.
Yeah. I don't know about right, but it felt weird.
It sounded that whole interview part with Maddie right there, it sounded like it was kind of a plea for Chloe to,
like,
call back. Like, call please.
Me. Yeah.
I miss you.
Yeah.
So sad. And then Kendall's solo rehearsal, Abby says that she needs to prove that she's going to be able to take over Maddie's spot in the company.
Well, Kendall's always been in that position.
Right.
It was always Kendall, Chloe. Chloe's gone now, so.
But here's what I noticed is that Abby was, this time, she was taking a video of Kendall and was constructively showing her what was wrong.
Yeah.
So that she could fix it instead of just yelling at her, which was great.
Yeah. Turning over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Trying something new after 20, 30 years of doing this.
But then Abby kind of got mad. And because Jill was like, well, I've seen worse. And Abby was like, you can leave if you want to be like Christy. Oh. Don't let the door hit you.
I think that's going to be the theme of this season. If it's
leave
always like
Christy.
Oh, you want to act like that? You can leave like Christy did. Oh, your child doesn't want to be here? You can leave like Chloe did. That's going to be the whole theme here.
I know. I totally agree. It's going to be like a hashtag for Dance Moms.
Hashtag, you can leave like, and then fill in who
you
should leave
like. It'll
be the new gift. Either Christy or Chloe.
So then the moms kind of talk about Christy on social media. And Jill, I think, said that using social media to hurt anybody is wrong.
Yes.
Which she said that, I guess, Christy was posting really angry tweets that was basically saying, so proud of Chloe for using something so ugly and making it positive. That's my girl.
Yes. Listen, if you decide to leave a situation, leave. There's no need to talk about it. There's no need to bash whatever it was that you left. Just leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
take the high road.
Yes. Take the high road. Leave it alone. Don't have anything to say about it. I feel like people use social media as their voice, as they should. I should stop there. Sometimes people just talk too much on social media. And
they do.
You don't realize a few things about social media. A, something that you're commenting on, you may not know the full story about. That's number one. B, that you're hurting whoever it is that you're talking about, if you're talking about them in a negative way. So you're not knowing a full situation, and then it's negative. It's kind of like, you now look like a bully.
Exactly.
But then at the same time, it's like, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But I don't know. I think I've always been just someone that doesn't comment on social media stuff just because
Well, that's a negative side of it. I feel like people who were with social media when it first boomed kind of learned that lesson the hard way with posting Facebook statuses and being like, I had such a rough day today.
I'm like, if you have the Time Hop app.
I do.
And if you see posts that you've done before, you look at yourself like, what was I thinking? Yeah.
I have some that pop up on Twitter and I'll be like, going to get lunch with my besties.
I mean, that's fine. But when it's like, I hate the universe, you're like, what was I feeling?
Gonna go eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's to myself tonight, guys. Yeah, I know.
Ending the day with a large pizza and ice cream and an episode of Sex in the City. Hashtag rough day.
Hashtag blessed. So, but Holly even says that it's a slap in the face to every single one of us because by Christy doing this, at the end of the day, it's going to be the girls who get hurt.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So then, this is old news, but new news, I guess, on the show. Mm-hmm. We hear about Abby's lawsuit. Paige is suing Abby. And
how do you feel about this lawsuit?
I think it's for attention almost.
I think it's a little frivolous. I think it's reaching.
I mean, just because, and we talked about this a lot last season, I think that, you know, coaches are there to push you. And yes, Abby goes to extremes a lot of the time. But those girls came back season after season. They knew what they were signing up for.
Yep.
And if they didn't like it, either break your contract or just leave or tough it out.
Yeah.
And I get that it got to the point where they had to leave, but you know, I had chairs thrown at me when I did cheerleading. I ripped my lip and was told to be at practice the next day after surgery off the team. So my point is though that, you know, coaches, they say crazy things, but at the end of the day they just want to win and they're pushing.
Yeah, but also it's different if the lawsuit came from Kelly.
Yeah.
Suing for Paige. But this is Paige suing Abby, which seems weird.
I feel like Paige.
And I talk with it. Sorry.
I feel like Paige is kind of the face of the lawsuit, and it's probably coming from Kelly because I know I would have no idea what a lawsuit entailed at that age.
Like, how does she wake up and go,
I'm going to sue Abby.
Do I have a case?
Yeah. I mean, you don't know enough about that stuff. Right.
And I mean, if she really went through some sort of mental health something because of trauma, because of this experience, okay. But I don't know. When the news broke, it just seemed weird. And it's actually, we see Abby very hurt about the situation. Because I'm sure everyone's like, oh, he's pro Abby because they're friends and blah, blah, blah. Abby really cares about these girls. Abby really wants these girls to succeed. And I think for anyone who has that wish and that hope, to have someone do this to you is very hurtful. Mm-hmm. Because we never saw her break down about her lawsuit with Kelly.
Right.
But this is coming from one of the girls. You know, and I think it hit her a little harder than... I think Abby is built like a machine when it comes to the moms. But she has such a soft spot when it comes to the girls.
Right.
You may or may not be able to tell it, but... I think she does.
I think you can see that. And by the way, we're not promoting Abby's, the way she reacts sometimes. Just putting that out there. But I think that she does all that out of caring for them and wanting to see them succeed. And knowing that when they go to auditions out here, that they're going to get brutal feedback sometimes. And they need a thick skin.
It's tough. It is not only a tough industry, it's a tough world. And you have to be strong to
survive. Especially as a dancer. I mean, that is so competitive because there's only so many outlets.
Super competitive. You go to auditions and there are hundreds, thousands of people. most of them with your look, your skills, your ability, your whatever. And when that casting director, when that director, when that choreographer tells you no, you have to be able to walk away thinking you are still a talented person. You still have great training and great dance skills. Maybe you just weren't right for that part. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't see what they needed to see for that particular audition. Some people who don't have that thick skin, they get crushed and they blame themselves, and then you fall out of it, and then you end up not doing what you love to do.
Or a lot of the time it's based off a connection of who you know.
That too. LA is all about who you know.
It is.
Apparently I don't know nobody. I know the kind folks here at AfterBuzz who allowed me to come and do this.
And we love you guys so much.
We do.
But yeah, and I think, you know, we saw Abby cry when she talked about her mom. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she was full-blown without makeup. Hair wasn't done on the tour bus when she was crying.
Oh, yeah.
And that was rare. I mean, you could tell she did not sleep at all.
But sometime between that bus and getting to wherever it is they do, there's a makeover session that happens. They come off there glammed up.
Yep. She had her hair, like, big Texas again.
So big, look, you can't even see my arm. Mm-hmm. That's how big her hair is.
But the mom's talking about it outside of the bus. Melissa was so disturbed about
exhausted. Yeah.
She had stayed up all night reading the news about it.
Yeah. I think for them it hits a little closer because, I mean, this is their inner circle.
Yeah.
That's now been ripped apart, and now it's sides. Now it's... You have the Christy and Kelly and Paige and Brooke and Chloe, and then the Melissa, the Holly, the Maddie, Mackenzie, Nia, you know what I mean? And Jill and Kendall. So it's kind of like this strong team that used to all try to function together to make sure that their kids were getting the best opportunities, being better dancers, have now just...
And they're apart. Turning on each other.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah. And Abby said this. I wrote it down because I really liked it. But she said, I've given up my social life, my personal life, my family life for somebody else's child. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are very grateful and appreciative and make me proud every day. And a lot of them are bitter and ungrateful. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But I thought it was she was kind of standing up for herself.
Yeah.
She was very visibly upset, though, throughout the last half, I guess, of the episode. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as you said, they arrive at the competition, very pretty.
To a very warm reception, considering the fact that the news has broke about this lawsuit.
Right.
Everyone was still they were still well received. Mm-hmm. Although I thought it was shady Lifetime that y'all did all those signs of Team Chloe and I Love Chloe before they got off the bus.
Well, you know what? I read that they made that the producers made them cheer and chant like Team Chloe and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course. Reality TV.
So staged. Hmm. And Jill asks for Abby's reaction to the crowd.
Yeah.
And the thing. And that's when Abby gets upset again and leaves and finds out that the media is camped out of her house.
At her house. Yeah. It's overwhelming.
It is. I think it's one thing to have a media focus in a positive way being from the show or, you know, backlash from the show. That's expected. But to have this huge dramatic lawsuit again must just be so exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kendall goes and performs victorious. What do you think?
Her look was great. I thought her look was really good. I think her technique is still there. I wanted her to be a bit more like strong, like warrior. There are times where like she was smiling and I kind of felt like I don't get this strong warrior fighter.
Right.
Presence.
I felt like the facial expressions didn't match.
It didn't match. No. So I thought that if she did that and maybe hit those moves a little bit, and I've said this about Kendall a lot, she hit those moves a little bit harder, then the dance would have been that much better. But I think technique-wise, she definitely has improved. I thought the look matched what they were going for. I just wish she hit it a little bit harder.
I like the costumes this episode.
Oh, yeah.
They were cool.
Like, they got a bigger budget. Costumes.
Yes. And, like, a makeup person.
Yeah.
Because all their makeup
was on point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No normal person could do that.
Mm-mm.
But speaking of costumes, Nia Solo, street star.
So creative and so interesting.
And fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Abby was right. It is very L.A.
It is. It's that quirky, different, interesting, artsy type of a piece.
I think it felt like it was the choreography was catering more towards the when they had that dance-off.
Yes.
At Hollywood.
Yeah.
I feel like it was catering
that side
more
of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more ratchet. Poppy. Ratchet. That. A little more like that.
You gotta have that duck face too. I don't know what that
and
was.
And she did a death drop.
Of course she did.
Which I saw on Girl Talk, she like did a demonstration and showed everyone how to do, death drop.
Let me tell y'all, I would not recommend doing that.
I think I would like break my head open.
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to land a certain way and then your foot is like it's
twisted backwards.
Yeah, no. No.
Just seems so painful.
Yeah.
Kalani's, oh, also though, in Nia's, did you notice Holly's facial expressions?
I did. I thought that was so funny because it, you could tell as a mom, Holly was doing the dance with her.
Yes.
And also just kind of like, don't forget that movement. It was always like,
oh. I think she even tweeted about it, like, what are my facial expressions?
But I feel like you don't realize because she's so supportive of Nia. And
I know. And
Holly is like Nia's biggest cheerleader. And I think you just get into that zone, like my baby is up there, and she's just like watching. She's then just like,
oh. Yeah. It reminds me of the pageant moms who are like mouthing the responses to questions,
and they're all like,
yeah, doing the dances with them. Yeah, I thought it was so funny.
I wonder how this looks when this plays back. All these like things that I'm doing. It's team too much.
It'll make for a good Instagram montage, at least.
Oh my gosh! I feel like someone's going to do that. Someone's going to.
Please, someone do it and Instagram him and me. But moving on to Kalani solo dance till I die, which was mm-hmm. Chloe's originally.
Yes. She danced with heels.
Yes.
They made it a point to say that she danced in heels.
Which I thought she did a really good job. She's a beautiful dancer.
Oh my God. That layout that she did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so beautiful.
And also her facial expressions mm-hmm. were very strong.
Yeah. She's a brilliant dancer, a magnificent dancer. I mean, just her lines, her presence, that just. She's like coming into her own.
What?
Yeah. I don't.
So suave.
It's just this thing about her. It's almost like effortless. It's like Maddie. Like, it's just effortless. She just goes in there and she does it.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting to see them go against each other, but
can they? Because I feel like they're different ages.
Yeah, because wasn't Maddie,
like, I feel like Kalani's a little bit older.
Isn't Kalani, she got an award in teen, right?
No, preteen.
I thought that was Kendall that got preteen. Kendall got preteen first. I think Kalani was in teen. I don't know.
I don't have my notepad, so I'm sorry, y'all. Someone can clarify this for us in the comments below.
But, yes. Okay, so, and then the group performance was cool.
It was so cool, and they were so together. I mean, it was.
I love the Siamese twins.
Yes. It was so amazing. Just, first off, their look as their characters. Brilliant.
Kalani's beard.
How you can still be pretty with a beard and eyebrows drawn on like that is amazing. I loved Nia's look as the strong man woman.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Siamese twins. Who else stood out?
Mackenzie was the only other one.
Mackenzie, yeah. They all looked so, like, I then suddenly wished like they had like props, like mm-hmm. circus props. It would have looked fantastic.
And they did such a good job because Abby did say at the top of the show that it needed to be dark and seedy, and mm-hmm. they totally pulled that off.
They did. And they were so together. They literally danced like one person.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a move where all of their, and they all hit, like everything was just hitting. Like anytime anyone moved together, they were just that tight.
It looked like it was a performance they'd been doing for mm-hmm. a year.
For a while.
Versus like a week. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure by now, it's the fifth season, like they're used to this routine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, knock it out. Get her done.
Yeah. Crank it out and move on to the next week.
Yeah.
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 So the awards, Kendall won. Nia got second.
Yes.
And then Kalani in her category got second.
Mm-hmm.
And group, of course, they won first.
Won first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats to them. They did good.
Yeah. Congrats. But you know what? I read somewhere that they don't win a lot this season.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be the season to rebuild. I think this is a rebuilding season.
I do too. Well, also, I think they're getting older, so they're competing against mm-hmm. better dancers.
Yeah.
Better choreography.
It's a tough world. Or maybe these conventions are being a little bit harder on them because it's the Abilene Dance Company.
Did you notice that the entire audience was full?
Yeah.
That was the first thing I noticed.
Well, it was full, but it was like very fan like. There was a mom with an Abby Lee Dance Company shirt on, videotaping.
I didn't notice that.
I did, and I was just like, "That's so." Like, I feel like these are like, I feel like fans are now going to be at these conventions.
But at least it looks more realistic.
Yeah,
you know. Rather than the empty auditoriums we saw.
The big, huge auditoriums where everyone was just kind of spread out.
Or crowded around the dance moms.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I thought that was good. But that's basically the show.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on to news and gossip.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Did you see the Sia music video today?
I wanted to watch it. It's very interesting to, for those of you who don't know, Sia released Elastic Heart,
mm-hmm.
And it features Maddie and Shia LaBeouf.
Yes. Which...
That man is doing some strange things.
And he had quite the mustache, quite the beard going on in it.
Wow. You know, I almost went to his exhibit.
Oh, you did?
I wanted to go so bad, just to be like, can I interview Shia. You for Lounging with Tony?
He probably would have done it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Shia, if you're watching this, I would love to have you on my show.
It was such a good performance.
It was.
Although, right at the very beginning.
I'm imagining that it was.
Yeah. Right at the very beginning, though, because, you know, she was in her, like, the same outfit from Chandelier.
Uh-huh.
So he was nude also.
Yeah.
And I thought he was actually nude. And I kind of had a panic attack for a split second. But it was a very amazing. I think it'll be nominated for some awards.
Probably. I mean, Chandelier did extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine.
This was more raw, though. It was like they were fighting in a cage.
Really?
It was cool.
I really wish I had a chance. Forgive me, Dance Mom fans. I really wish I had a chance to watch it before I got here because it looked so interesting and everyone was talking about it. And I was like, I'm just one click away. But then, you know, you're like working and trying to do other stuff. So I didn't get a chance to. So that's going to be the first thing I do when I get home tonight is watch it.
I suggest if any of y'all haven't seen it, definitely tune in and watch that.
Yes.
And then I just wrote down a few tweets that Holly tweeted during the show that no one's turning on anyone. Life is complicated, and I was responding to the situation we faced during taping that week.
Hmm.
And then Abby tweeted to Jill, you're so full of crap, parentheses, I'm sad, our team, boo-hoo. When was the last time you took your friend to lunch? Christmas gift. So Abby was like on point with backfiring on Twitter last night. She was not happy.
No, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. I can only imagine.
Yeah. That's basically all. Do you have any?
You want to shout out some of the people in the live chat on YouTube?
Sure.
All right. So we got Nicole Buckingham on the chat, Marie Cimetti, Tanisha Sinclair, Europa Tiger 12, Linda Yenikag. Let's see. Julia Lamke. We got a bunch of people talking about here.
There's a lot of people talking. What are they,
Teresa
are they saying?
I'm pulling it up.
Are they saying good things?
All right. Let's see.
Say nice things.
Crazy Chris JC says, Mackenzie can actually sing. Her music doesn't do her justice. Teresa Villa says, LOL, even just hearing the concept, I wouldn't let my 12-year-old do something like that.
Oh, boy.
Julia says, Maddie was incredible in Elastic Heart. Everybody loves the Elastic Heart video. And good. Europa Tiger says, here's to another season. I'll be back to troll next week. Have a good night. Apparently, he's been Giving a lot of shade in the chat roll.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
And then Sarah Ovalman says Tyler Oakley tweeted about Maddie. I thought that was pretty insane.
Cool. Shout out to Tyler Oakley.
Yeah, he's thanks guys for watching.
And also speaking of, I'm gonna plug my own little thing here. I did just post an interview with Abby that I did for Lounging with Tony. We actually did this a few months ago, and it actually just got posted. So I think people will kind of get to know Abby a little more and see what I see when she's not in front of the Dance Mom cameras. So if you guys want to check out my interview with the one and only Miss Abby Lee Miller, make sure you check my YouTube channel, Lounging with Tony. That's L-O-U-N-G-I-N with Tony. And click on Season 5, Episode 2, Abby Lee Miller.
And also, this guy was on Ellen.
And
danced to Beyonce.
I was on Ellen today, and I did dance to Beyonce Single Ladies. I also danced to Beyonce Single Ladies in that interview with Abby. Yeah. So, so maybe I will put the link of the Ellen clip and my YouTube interview with Abby in the comments or in the description of this video.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not all about me. I'm not trying to make this all about me before someone's like, oh my God, it's all about him.
Oh no, I promoted the Ellen thing. I'll tell
you. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. Beyonce should like do a cameo thing.
Y'all should tweet it to Beyonce. Listen, I've been trying to meet her since 1999. Make this happen.
Oh my God. Okay, let's move on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz has stepped up. Like, this is a lot.
Yeah, in case you guys haven't noticed, they revamped the studios.
Yes, they got some lighting stuff happening in here. And it's thanks to y'all.
Cool frosted glass.
Yeah, because you guys keep watching and sharing. Oh. Thank you, Steven. I got my life.
But yeah, so it's an awesome new studio.
It is. So thank you guys for contributing to this, because by you watching, keeps these lights on and keeps us changing. So it's good. So
keeps
doing that.
Keeps us laughing.
Yes. So predictions.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think, this is going to be a very interesting season, just judging by the preview. I really do think that this is going to be a challenging season for them, because they're stepping outside of dance and they're venturing into their other talents, acting, singing, which I think is really good. I think that as a performer, you should have as many marketing tools in your pocket, in your purse, in your belt that you can use and utilize. And this is what Abby has been talking about for the past 4 seasons, that she makes stars. So I think this is our chance and opportunity to see these girls now being pushed into becoming little stars.
I agree. I think that, especially at such a young age, to be learning and, you know, perfecting all of their different skill sets is so valuable, because, God, I wish I had done that, you know? That's such a great thing that Abby's doing for them, really.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be interesting to see. I don't really understand. Are they all going to L.A., though?
Yeah. I think they all go to L.A. Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I saw somewhere that I think most of the competitions are happening in California, just because of, like...
We didn't go to any of them, so we can't tell you what's coming up, what's happening, no nothing.
Nope.
Sorry.
Sorry. We'll read the spoiler sections, though. Yeah. I saw some on YouTube. Yeah. But I did, like I said, see that I don't think they win that much this season. It was like they win this episode and then, like, episode 6. So.
Got to keep on pushing.
And then, from her competition.
Uh-huh.
What's the other show?
Abby's Ultimate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All of those girls are making cameos this season.
Of course.
Yeah.
You have to continue having guest stars and co-stars on Dance Moms.
Of course. Yeah.
When are we going to get ours?
I know. God. Let's go on. We should go on. We need to talk to Lifetime. Lifetime.
Right.
Let us go on the show. We're fun. So, yeah, I do think it will be interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think we even see Abby looks very exhausted next episode.
Oh yeah!
I mean, you can see that the lawsuit is just destroying her.
Yeah, yeah. It's It's tough.
I think it's nice to see how upset she is and to see the other side playing devil's advocate because, you know, for the past few months, all we've heard about is the media side of it and seeing the lawsuit and, you know, all the court documents and everything. Mm-hmm. So to see how it is affecting Abby is a nice touch. I mean, it's unfortunate for her, but I think it's a nice thing for viewers to see.
Yeah.
To kind of show her softer side.
Come see the softer side of Abby.
Yeah.
It's actually supposed to be serious, but you see how I remix that?
Big it.
He's dancing and singing tonight. All right. Well, I think that's all.
That's it. We have wrapped up this first episode and tied it up in a nice little bow.
Tony, where can we find you?
Y'all know where you can find me. You can find me on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Lounging with Tony. That's LOUNGIN with TONY. Tony. Or you can check out my website, www.loungingwithtony.com.
You can find me on all social media at Lexi Hamisfar, or you can check out my website at www.lexihamisfar.com. Thanks for hanging around for this week's recap of season 5, episode 1.
Shout out to Steven in the booth.
Yeah, thank you, Steven, for all the sound effects and working the show. So we'll see you guys next week with a full panel.
That's right.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.